Former Utah Governor John Huntsman finished third in New Hampshire last night at 17%. Clearly, he had hoped to do better. But as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, Huntsman, too, calls his finish a victory.
I'd say third place is a ticket to ride, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, South Carolina.
Huntsman told supporters gathered at a restaurant in Manchester last night that he is staying in the race. His critics question why, since after campaigning exclusively in New Hampshire for months, Huntsman couldn't touch Mitt Romney and trailed Ron Paul. Huntsman says he feels the momentum of rising from 6 to 7% support in polls last week to his showing yesterday.
My confidence in the system is reborn because of the people in New Hampshire, because they believe in a better tomorrow for the United States of America.
And they believe in John Huntsman, a woman shouts.
And they thank you. Thank you very much.
Huntsman was interrupted several times with "Country First," the chant that ignited his campaign this past weekend. During a debate, Romney questioned Huntsman's Republican loyalty because Huntsman served as ambassador to China for President Obama. Huntsman countered that he put service to his country before the party and criticized Romney for partisan politics. But there's no sign yet of a Huntsman surge in the next two primary states, South Carolina and Florida, where his poll numbers are in the low single digits. Even his supporters question whether he has the money and volunteer power to create momentum. Huntsman has set limits on how much of his personal fortune and that of his father he's willing to donate. His spokesman says that's not likely to change because Huntsman expects an influx of support based on his New Hampshire showing. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger in Manchester, New Hampshire.